Hi, this is Karen Goulart, features writer for SearchCIOMidMarket.com. Joining me today is Steve Mallard, IT manager and CIT master teacher for the Tennessee Technology Center at Shelbyville in Shelbyville, Tennessee. The Tennessee Technology Center at Shelbyville is one of 47 institutions in the Tennessee Board of Regents system and boasts a student completion rate of 93% with a 92% placement rate in the field of IT. Steve is a finalist in Search CIO Midmarket's first annual IT Leadership Awards. Thank you for joining me, Steve.
Oh, hi, Karen. Thank you.
So, first question I have for you today, is there a technology or technologies that are changing the way you work or how you serve your students?
You know, I absolutely love this question because we're asked this all the time. And, the biggest thing is with mobile computing and security, it's changing the way everybody does business anymore. And in today's world with, the industry says, bring your own device, and it plays a key role in education, business, and industry. And the big thing, it's growing at an unprecedented rate. Everybody's bringing their Macs and their Apples, and they're bringing their Android devices, and they're wanting to use them. And the biggest thing is consumerization is it's consuming the time and the challenge of learning in all areas of information technology, because the IT professionals have to adapt to this. And with those students who bring their devices, they expect full access to resources and technology throughout our institution, and that's happening in business. And that technology, it keeps you moving and it keeps you learning. And with security and BYOD, they kind of go hand in hand. And with the way security is on the internet, it's become a challenge. So primarily consumerization and those things are the most challenging.
Can you give me an example of how a technology project created value for TTC at Shelbyville or for its students?
Absolutely. About 3 to 4 years ago, we were looking at industry as a whole because of the economy. And what was taking place, of course, we had 8, 9, 10% unemployment rates. The IT sector went flat, or jobs actually fell, and hiring wasn't really taking off. You were having a struggle to get those jobs for your students. We had to make our students elite. And what we did was we put an open source learning management system together that now offers over 3,000 different things that's on the inside of it, from videos and PowerPoints and all of, just all this different material and curriculum. But anyway, when we put this LMS in place, we wanted to make sure the students had 24/7, 365 days, it would be accessible year-round. But we were going to make our students, as they came into a classroom, the TTCs, the Tennessee Technology Centers across the state of Tennessee, do something a little bit different. When you go to school, and we're higher education, you spend 30 hours a week, if you were to enroll here, 30 hours a week with me, and that's from 7 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, because if you learn IT, you can't learn it in a 4-year period. You've got to learn it in that 18-month period that we offer, because technology is growing so fast. By the time you get to your fourth year, if you're in a traditional university, you're not going to remember what you did in year one, and that technology is going to be out of date. So we put an LMS in place, a learning management system. So the students come in, I lecture to them 20 to 30 hours a week, and it is so tiring to do that sometimes, and so challenging. And then not only do they do hands-on labs, they do the live work here at the school. They work for nonprofit organizations. They use the LMS. They use such as Microsoft StreamSpark, and we've got Apple products that are here, and they get exposed to everything in 18 months. So they basically are here 30 hours a week. I think I see them more than I see my family sometimes. And we had to put this type of technology and this project into place because to meet the economic demands and the IT demands that are out there, and to make our guys top-of-the-line guys to go to work, we had to do that combination where they're both learning online and they're attending a traditional classroom. So they've got the leadership in the classroom, and they've got the online learning. So, our LMS, our learning management project, is probably something that we're very proud of.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Definitely. Now, you've worked as an IT professional in government and private industry, and now you're in education. As a techie, which have you found the most exciting and why?
I really love education, and as my parents became elderly, I came out of private industry and worked for the government and actually the medical industry, and I moved into education so that I could begin training. And, I think when I see when I see my students graduate and become successful, and we've got that 92% placement rate, where 9 out of 10 students that come here are going out and they're graduating and they're getting a job. And then when they come back 2 or 3 years later, I keep a board behind my desk, and my students could tell you today those pictures on that board change every time somebody graduates. And these pictures change over a period of time as they go out and they get promoted or they work for these Fortune 500 companies or, which can be military or manufacturing or government or whatever. And I find it exciting because in education, I can get my hands on those changes, but at the same time, with the way that we've designed our curriculum, we still work with the government, and we even take our students out there to these sites and to nonprofit sites where they get the hands-on, so I'm exposed to all areas in industry, and I just think it's great. I think education in IT is one of the best things because you can see everything as it unfolds.
With all the success that you've had, I mean, obviously you are a good leader to these students. How would you describe your leadership style?
When I think of myself as a leader, it's really based on the people that are around me. And I've got a great person that works with me, Dawn Babian, who is my network admin, and my students. It truly is a teamwork effort because when I lecture, I'm very dynamic and I stand on desk and I yell at the students and have fun with them, and I try to make learning fun. But the same process goes over from the education in the classroom to going out and doing IT within our institution, that I have to listen to people with the way that technology is changing, that I've got to be a strong leader for these folks, but at the same time, I've got to be a good listener. And because in today's world, I really believe if you're an IT professional and you say, I know it all, there's no way you can, because it's changing so rapidly. So, I think as a leader, I'm a pretty good listener, if that makes sense.
It does, and it sounds like it's working.
Well, I hope so.
I have just one last question. You've been in IT for more than 20 years. Where do you see IT innovation headed in the next decade or even the next 2 decades?
I just did a radio broadcast here in Middle Tennessee, a lot of folks ask me this question every time I go anywhere. And, in the next 10 years, what we're seeing now, we are truly in the infancy of technology. And I don't know if we'll ever be at that apogee or at that peak. And I think consumerization, as it grows, we're going to see that, the integration of common everyday manufacturing and appliances and our vehicles and our homes. And we're beginning to see those small things that are coming around, and they're beginning to make changes in our lives. But, we're going to see that integration more so than ever with mobile computing and what a lot of these companies are doing to our homes and to our appliances and to our TVs and our entertainment systems and our vehicles. It's going to be unimaginable. You can see the writing on the wall as it grows. And you know, that's what we're going to see over the next 10 years. And if you were to look 20 years out, you can't even imagine what it's going to be like, because it's going to change, and it's not just going to be a Windows world or an Apple world. I think with the ARM processors and the MIPS processors and all the wireless technologies and stuff that are coming out, it's unfathomable, but it's going to be exciting. I do know that for technology.
Definitely right about that. Well, thank you again for joining me, Steve, and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you.